Praise the Lord. A message number 222. The title of the message, Watchman, part 37. The watchman is able to see the glory of the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke and let's read chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 11. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partner in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your word that you are sending to us on time to help us to continue to walk with you, to see the good things of yours in our life, to see your glory and your holiness and the great plan that you have for each and every one of us. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. Let your message bring glory and honor and receive the fruit that you desire from sending your word to your church and to your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here we find Simon in the passage that we have just read. He was able to see the glory of God and the miracle of God in his life. In verse 8, we have read that when Simon Peter saw this, when he saw the big catch of the fish, his eyes was not only open to see the big catch of fish, but his eyes was open that he was able to see the glory of God and to see a further things. The watchman and Peter, he, when his eyes was open and he started to see it, not to see only clearly, but he started to use his eyes in the right way. Many of you has eyes, you are seeing, but you are not seeing the things that really God is doing in your life. His eyes were open, the eyes of Simon Peter, the eyes of Simon were open, and as a watchman was able and see things beyond the big catch of the fish. What Simon was able to see? He was able to see that God has sent his son Jesus to save his life. Many people, they are not able to see that the Lord God, God the Father sent God the Son, his son Jesus Christ, to save mankind from sin and death. What Simon was able to see further? He was able to see that Jesus entered his boat in order to help him. We know that he is the one who stepped into the boat of Peter and told him, but little from shores, and he sat down, and from there he started to teach and preach. But actually he entered Simon Peter's boat because he wanted to help him. Be able to see that Jesus is entering your house, your office, your car, your room, your life in order to help you. The third point. What Simon Peter was able to see, Simon Peter was able to see and recognize that God's blessing and provision entered his life only when he humbled himself down and applied the instruction of Jesus in his life. When Jesus told him in instruction after he finished, he told Simon to put out into the deep and throw the nets for a catch. That is the instruction. Be able to see that God's instruction for you is a key of God in your life to help you so that your problem will be solved. God's provision in your life will come when you obey that particular instruction that stubbornly till now you are not able to apply. But I pray that this message, God will use it, that particular instruction that you receive from the Lord or from the church or from me, you will apply it this very time that you hear the message, so that God's blessing and a provision will flow in your life. The fourth point, what Simon Peter was able to see as a watchman at that setting, at that time of wonderful miracle that Jesus did in his life, he recognized that the big catch of fish was a great miracle of God in his life. He did not see it as a something, you know, by chance or anyhow. We have done it many times before, we get a catch. No. He saw that as a miracle. Everything, every provision, everything that is going on in your life is a miracle. Even as you hear this message on the website, on from your this one recording machine, or somebody invited to listen to the message, this is the miracle of God in your life. The fifth point, that Simon Peter opened his eyes and started to see and recognize, he was able to see that his sin was a hindrance for him to receive God's blessing. Many people, they don't recognize that their sin is the cause of their downfall. But further than that, that their sin is the cause of hindering God's blessing in their life. Point number six that I want to share with you about Simon, if he was a watchman. He was able to see his sin clearly. What was his sin? The lack of faith and putting his full trust on the Lord. You know, when he saw the big catch of fish, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Can you see today your sin, your lack of faith, your lack of fully trusting the Lord is the one who causing you not to obey the instruction and hinder the blessing of God in your life. You know, when Jesus revealed himself and Simon as a watchman saw the glory of the Lord in his life, and Jesus saw his repentance and his humility, The Lord Jesus affirmed his love toward Simon and accepted his repentance and assured him with these words. He told him, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." Even today for you, as you hear the message, as you repent, you see your sin, your eyes are open and repenting, the Lord is receiving you back again. And he's telling you right now, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. From now on, the Lord will use you to serve him. When men see the glory of God in their lives, when they repented of their sins, and with that repentance, the Lord God would call them, accept them, and appoint them to serve him and to bring new people into his kingdom. The next passage that we're going to tackle and discuss, how the watchman is able to see the glory of our Lord when he revealed himself to them, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, and let's read it from verse 1 to verse 8, the calling of Isaiah. How Isaiah, when God revealed his glory to him, his eyes were open and he was able to see the glory of God. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the door passed and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a leaf cool in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah, in this passage that we read, was able to see the Lord in a vision, sitting on his throne with the seraphs, calling to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." You know, when Isaiah saw this, Isaiah cried, "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Isaiah, his eyes was open, and he saw in the vision the glory of the Lord, and the glory of the Lord manifested in his life. Why he is a watchman? Because he said, "My eyes have seen the King. He has seen and he has heard." When Isaiah saw the vision, he saw more than a vision. As a watchman, he was enabled to see further things. What he saw? He saw that he's a man, and he recognized his actual size in comparison to God. You know, when Isaiah saw the vision, he saw the Lord sitting, and sure he looked to himself and he saw his size, and that's why he said, "Woe to me, I am ruined. You know, the watchman can see and recognize his actual size in comparison to God. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Paul spoke to the Romans with this statement, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you." The same, you know, when Simon he saw the big carriage, he said to the Lord, "Away from me, Lord, I am a sinner." He also recognized his size, his actual size. You need to recognize your actual size. You are dust, and the Lord is the Spirit, He is Holy God. You repent urgently. Isaiah was able to see that he is not better than other men around him. Don't think yourself better than others. Isaiah saw clearly his limitation in comparing himself to God. And when he compared himself to God, he saw that he is really a man and he is not different than the other men who were around him. Isaiah was able to see that he is a sinful man like other people around him when he saw the glory and the holiness of God. I pray that the same you will pass and you will experience also the same thing in your life. Isaiah was able to see in particular his sin. What he said, "For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips." He repented of his sin. When he say, "I am a man of unclean lips," it means that he recognized his sin and he is willing to repent of his sins. When he saw the glory of the Lord in this way, when Simon Peter saw the glory of the Lord in this way, in that particular pattern of spirituality, in response to this, the Lord, in response to the repentance of Isaiah received from the Lord further things, as Simon Peter received from the Lord acceptance of, and the Lord forgave him and he called him and he gave him a ministry. The same Isaiah, he experienced the same. He experienced the forgiveness of his sin in verse 6, Isaiah 6, verse 6 and verse 7. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a leaf cool in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." So his forgiveness was assured, his repentance was accepted. And also, further than that, he was commissioned to go and preach the message to the people of Israel. In verse 8, "Then I hear the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" And here we found that as the watchman see the glory of the Lord, he also receive the calling of God and the ministry and the service to serve the Lord the rest of his life. The next scripture that we will speak about, that the watchman see the glory of God in, that is in John chapter 6, and we know that the miraculous multiplication of the bread and fish that the Lord made, and also he walked on the water, and there were crowd around him, and we will see those crowds? Have they acted as a people who's able to see, as a real watchman and woman who can see the glory of God? Let us read and let us study the scripture. John chapter 6 and verse 16 to verse 30. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they go into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite shore of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boat and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Verse 26, Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see and believe you?" What will you do? In this passage that we have just read in John 6, we were seeing the crowd around Jesus. Miraculously, he fed them with the bread. And also they came to know and concluded that he walked on the water to reach his disciple who they were on the boat, and then after continued together with them to the next shore. But they were still blind and were not able to see the glory of God with all the miracles that he did in front of them. You know, when Jesus faced them, when he told them, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." Truly, Jesus saw clearly. Jesus recognized that clearly. Why? because at the end of what we have read from John chapter 6, verse 30, they asked the Lord. So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe it?" The people ate the bread and the fish that Jesus multiplied, but they did not consider that as a miracle. They were spiritually blinded people. They come to know that Jesus was not with the boat with his disciple as they left shore, and they know that Jesus walked on the water, because that's the only way he can. That he did not go with them on the boat. Sure, he reached them by walking or or whatever mean, but they fail to recognize that as a miracle. Actually, with this sequence of two great miracles, multiplication of bread and fish, and the walking on the water, they fail to see that Jesus is God. They were really spiritually blinded people. Many people, they see miracle and God do a lot of things in their life, but still they ask for more sign, and they will ask more scriptures, and they will ask more explanation. And as they say to the Lord, what will you do more for us? You continue to do, but we are stubborn. That is the true explanation why they did not believe, because they were stubborn people. They were not able to see the glory of the Lord in what he did. Further in their unbelief, if you read John chapter 6, all of it, they started to argue from the scripture. They brought Moses and all the things in the Old Testament, and they argue with the Lord. The Lord explained to them the scriptures, and still they were blinded. And if you go to read down in John chapter 6, the spiritual blindness of the crowd also included some of his disciples. In verse 60, not the apostle, the disciple. In verse 60, John 6, 60, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" When he told them, "If you will not eat the Son of Man, his flesh, not drink his blood, you have no life." They did not accept this teaching. They did not accept the word of God. They were spiritually blinded people. They were having eyes, but they were not able to see the glory of God. Their stubbornness hindered them from seeing and enjoying the glory of the Lord. Jesus saw that spiritual blindness that they were in ahead of time. And when he expounded the scriptures, it was manifested very clear to everyone and to us even today, that we can see how many people around us with that style of spiritual blindness. And if we read John chapter 6, the Lord further spoke to them in order that to see who are really blinded and not willing to see, and to take them away, and to keep those who are able to see his glory. In John chapter 6 and verse 61, we can read the following. Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you?" In verse 62, "What if you will see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?" So here the Lord told them again, "What if you will see?" He wants to differentiate. Jesus wants to find out the true followers of him and those who are not willing to follow. And John 6 end up with a very clear conclusion. End up with the following conclusion. There were two groups of disciples around Jesus. Two groups of people around Jesus. A group who are blind and not willing to see and follow him. And we can read about them in verse 66. "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." And the second group, a group who are willing to continue to abide with the Lord and his word. And we can read about them in verse 67 to verse 69. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" That Jesus asked the 12. And verse 68, Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. The same Simon Peter, that earlier his eyes were open. He stood firm, he stood the ground, and he is affirming, Lord, we see the glory of the Lord, and we believe that you are the Holy One. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. The message today, it help us to see and to recognize why some people, they have struggle in believing they are spiritually blind. In John chapter 9, you know, there is a great miracle the Lord did. He opened the eyes of blind man. He was born blind. And the Pharisees, they opposed this miracle. They saw the man after his eyes were open, and they want to nullify the miracle of Jesus, and they want to persuade the people that, and to deviate them and to make them blind, not to see the glory of the Lord. In John chapter 9 verse 39, Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Jesus said that linked to that miracle that he did when he opened the eyes of that blind man. Jesus said that because the Pharisees questioned that miracle. They even put that man out of their synagogue and wanted to divert the people from believing in Christ and following him. Later on, Jesus met that man and he revealed himself to him. And he said, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. The Lord is looking for a true watchman and true watchwoman who can see the glory and the miracle, who can see their sin, who can see their eternal life, who can see that God has sent Jesus on the world to save us, to save them. They can see that Jesus entering their life to help them. They can see that the word of Jesus is the word of life, the words of eternal life. You know, when Jesus spoke this to the man, that he opened his eyes, John 9 verse 40 and 41, we can read the following. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, what are we blind to? Jesus said, if you are blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. The message is for you. You need to respond to the message. You need to accept the truth, God, that God is revealing himself and his glory every day in your life. You need to repent from your own ways, your own understanding, and come to God and be a watchman and watchwoman who can see the glory of God, who can hear the voice of God, and who is willing to receive a commission from him to serve you. As you repent, the Lord will receive you and he will commission you to serve him, as he commissioned Simon Peter, as he commissioned Isaiah, as he commissioned me, as he commissioned the rest of God's people who work and serve him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Come to Jesus and tell him, Lord, I thank you for your message that you sent to me. Lord, I repent from my sin. Confess your sin to him and renounce them. Lord, thank you for revealing to me facts and truths from your word. Lord, tell him, Lord, thank you for opening my eyes, and now I can see your glory and your holiness in all the miracles that you are doing in my life and in the life of the people around me and all over the world. Tell him, Lord, receive me and commission me as you commissioned Simon and Isaiah. Lord, I am willing to serve you. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you for those who respond to the message. Use this message for your glory, and use those whom you open their eyes to serve you wholeheartedly, to be a servant of yours, to be a warrior for you, to bring your word and your message to the people who are far from you. Lord, I pray the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you will receive the harvest that you desire. We thank and we praise you. O Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.